Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Alaska House of Representatives introduced a 41-page omnibus crime bill Wednesday aimed at addressing everything from property crime to sex offenses. According to a sponsor statement from the House Judiciary Committee, House Bill 145 will increase sentencing ranges, increase penalties for drug dealers and distributors, streamline the theft prosecution process, close a series of legal loopholes regarding sex crimes, and increase requirements regarding the reporting of sex offenses and testing of rape kits. Some of the more notable sections pertain to sexual assault definitions and sentencing, drug charges, child pornography viewing and production, and vehicle theft. Earlier this week, Governor Mike Dunleavy held a press conference in Anchorage during which he urged the legislature to take up his crime bills. The governor's office did not respond to the Newsminer for a request for comment on the House bill. Public testimony on House Bill 145 will be heard at 5:15 p.m. today. Those interested in testifying can call their local legislative information office for more. Alaska State Troopers are investigating an apparent incident of road rage Tuesday in which a vehicle forced a school bus carrying elementary school students to stop in the middle of the road in the North Pole area. According to an email sent to parents by Alicia Lewis, the interim principal at Tickasooka Brown Elementary School, the vehicle passed the bus and abruptly stopped in front of it. Two men got out of the vehicle, yelled at the driver, and took photos of the bus. In the email, Lewis said, quote, "As the bus driver started slowly moving the bus forward, they got in their car and followed the bus to the next stop. The driver held the students on the bus until parents started arriving and the car left. The state troopers were called." The email does not give a description of the men or their vehicle, does not explain whether the bus driver tried to drive around the vehicle, and does not indicate at what point parents were called and where they met the bus. State troopers have not responded to requests for more information as of Wednesday. The Nanana Ice Classic has two winners as of today. Two winning tickets match the exact time of the Tanana River breakup this year, which set a record early date of 12:21 a.m. Alaska Standard Time on April 14th. At least two tickets predicted the exact minute, and they've been found as of Wednesday afternoon. That's according to Ice Classic manager Sheree Fornes. However, there could be more winners as tickets are sorted. The Ice Classic is a type of Alaska lottery that dates back to 1917. Participants place bets on when the Tanana River will break up in Nanana. Ice Classic staff started entering data from the tickets on April 17th. The Ice Classic plans to announce this year's jackpot on Friday. The Ice Classic printed 300,000 of the $2.50 tickets this year, but they don't yet have the total of the numbers sold. For more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Gary Black.